I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the open to the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you.
Amen. Jesus is in here. We thought this was a very, very famous passage of Scripture. Amen. And I love reading from it. Amen. Because Jesus had been accosted by a bunch of folks who didn't even know they was bound. Amen. But he's going to enlighten them. Amen. John 8:31. And then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Hey, come on, look at what Jesus answered them. Verily, verily, or truly, truly, if you will, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. And by the way, that word indeed means unquestionably. Amen. Jesus here is dealing with his own flesh and blood, if you will, by earthly standards. Amen. By the way, he's born a Jew. Amen. Come on. Amen. An Israelite. He's born out of the house of Judah. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. So but the problem, amen, is that they say, oh, that's the carpenter's son. Amen. Instead of yielding, even though he has manifested the power, amen, and the glory of an almighty God in their very presence, amen, yet many being stiff-necked, amen, and rebellious have stood, amen, strong against him, amen, and have declared, even as they're declaring in this passage of Scripture, amen, that we are free. Amen. And Jesus said, he that is of sinneth is the servant of sin. And the word sinneth means makes a practice of sinning. Amen. Doesn't mean mistakes. It means that people are living a sinful life. Amen. Come on. Listen. If the Lord has set us free, amen. The Word of God said in Paul writing to the church, I believe at Rome, amen. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Amen. Come on. Oh, he said, because grace abounds. Amen. Where the sin doth abound, grace doth the more abound. He then now, therefore, shall we sin? How shall we then, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin, they live any longer? Why should we live in sinful lives? Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I'm telling you, we got a world today that needs a little bit of enlightenment. Amen. He didn't call me to stay in sin. He has called us out of sin. Amen. Come on. To live in the light, in the counsel of God. Amen. Glory to God. Whom the Son has set free. Is free indeed. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. There's a lot of folks that are clouds without rain, wells without water. Amen. In other words, they got a profession, but there's nothing real there. Amen. Come on. I serve a God that is real. You hear me? Amen. He knows how to break every yoke. Amen. He knows how to break every chain. Amen. My. And he doesn't have to strain to do it. Amen. He is able to break every power of the devil. Amen. Jesus said to them Jews that believed on him, if you continue. Amen. That big old two-letter word that gets in the way a lot of times. Amen. What about it, Brother Joe? The if word. Amen. If you continue, amen, what? In my word, then. Here's the then comes up. Because of the proceeding. If we fulfill the proceeding. There then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth. Amen. Come on, listen to Brother Joe. Amen. What about the truth, Brother Joe? Jesus said in John 4, amen, 14, I am the way, the truth, and the light. Amen. My, no man cometh unto the Father except he come by me. Amen. Glory to God. There is just one way to the pearly gates, my friend. Amen. That goes through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If we, amen, haven't come, amen, under the Father by Him, we have not come into the kingdom. Amen. We have not been transformed. Amen. We have not been born again. Woo! But if we have been saved, I've been born again. Amen. Washed in the blood. Amen. Transformed by the renewing of the mind. Amen. My, my. Amen. There has to be a change, my friend. We preached on change this morning. Amen. Free indeed if we've had that change. And that change is ongoing. Come on. Amen. I had my change years ago. That's the last thing I've ever got. Amen. Come on. You better get it going again is all I can tell you. Amen. If you ain't had anything from God in years, you dead. I'm telling you, dead, dead, dead. Amen. Oh, He's not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. Amen. Ain't nothing dead going to heaven. Only the living's going there. Amen. Hallelujah. And you shall know the truth. I know Him. Glory. The Apostle Paul said these words to the church at Philippi. Amen. And that I may know Him. Woo! That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings. Amen. My. Amen. Being conformed unto His death. Amen. My. We not conformed unto that death. We'll never be conformed unto that life. Amen. But if we have died with Him in death, have been buried with Him in baptism, amen, He will resurrect us in the newness of life. Amen. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God. Glory. Woo, hallelujah. Free indeed. Amen. I've seen people, amen, professing to be free. Amen. While all the while they were manifesting the signs of bondage. Amen. Come on. Oh, listen. I want to tell you something. God didn't intend that. Amen. God intended that His people should be a free people. Amen. If we look in the book of Galatians, amen, He said, cast out the bondwoman. Amen. Oh, Isaac was not the son, was not born to, amen, under the bondwoman. Oh, no, sir. He wasn't born under Hagar. Amen. No, he's born, amen, glory to God, under the free woman. Oh, what does that mean, Brother Joe? Amen. God ain't birthed us into a life of sin. He's birthed us into a life of liberty and a life of freedom. Amen. In the Spirit. Hallelujah. Listen. And the Word of God says, now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Woo! Hallelujah. And several years ago, I read about this church in Pensacola. They had the 25-minute service. Amen. You drive in. Amen. Oh, they sang, they make up offerings, whatever else, preaching every bit. It's done 25 minutes. Amen. Somebody there ain't free. Matter of fact, nobody there is probably free. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. All right, if I'm free, I ain't giving God 25 minutes to get done on Sunday morning. Amen. Reckon what they do the rest of the week. Amen. Come on. I said, reckon what they did the rest of the week. Amen. If I can't give God 25 minutes on Sunday morning, amen, I doubt they got 5 minutes a day the rest of the week. Amen. Come on. Oh, listen. Amen. If I've been set free, amen, I want to tell you, I'm going to pursue the freer. I want to pursue the one that has delivered me. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen. Amen. The only way I'm going to remain free is if I stay with Him. Amen. Then when that cloud rose up and when that fire rose up and amen, them children of Israel went to pulling up them tent stakes. Amen. Why? Because they're going to go with that cloud. Amen. They're going to go with that pillar of fire. Amen. Because there is where the liberty's at. There is where the security is at. There is where the provision is at. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Christ, amen, is anointed to break the yoke of sin. Amen. Isaiah 61:1 says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Amen. For He hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. Hallelujah. Oh, that's Jesus didn't. Amen. I'm going to tell you, Jesus took that scroll up and He read from that passage of Scripture on the inauguration of His ministry. Amen. When He started out. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And when He's finished reading old Isaiah, He laid that scroll down and said, this day is the Scripture fulfilled in your ears. I've done got started. Amen. I'm on business for the Father. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, He has put the church here for the same purpose. That church ought to rise up and say, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon us, for He hath anointed us. Amen. My. Amen. Well, Brother Show. Amen. I can tell you that's something a lot of people don't seem to know much about is anointing anymore. Amen. Oh, if they ain't got a hoorah organ playing over there in the background, amen, if you shut all that up, they couldn't preach their way out of a wet paper bag. Amen. But I can tell you when He sends that anointing, my friend, amen, I can tell you there ain't no devils nowhere can stand in the way. Oh, hallelujah. I don't need none of man's devices. Amen. Send that unction. Amen. Glory to God. The Word of God says that the word unction, amen, is used one time in Scripture. Amen. In the book of John, ye have an unction from the Holy One. Amen. And you have no need that any man teach you. Oh, come on. Why? We got something from God. Amen. The lesson this morning, dealing with the Apostle Paul. Amen. The Apostle Paul, and I was talking to Brother Tim about it last night. Amen. When he got his conversion, he said, straightway I conferred not with flesh and blood. I didn't go ask anybody, amen, you reckon God's called me? Amen. I need to have it a second. Amen. You reckon this? He said, but I conferred with God. Amen. It wasn't men. It wasn't people like Gamaliel that's called Brother Paul. Amen. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That He's met on the road to Damascus. Well, glory. Woo. By the way, them lots being cast by them other disciples wasn't worth 10 cents. Amen. Where's that other apostle they the lots fell on? You don't find him anywhere. Amen. But a man named Saul of Tarsus, amen, that Jesus Himself met on the road to Damascus, amen, you find him all over the place. Amen. God used him to write 2/3 of the New Testament. Amen. My. You talk about a bell ringer. Amen. You talk about a burning brand. Amen. I want to tell you, you was looking at one. Amen. Before he got saved, he was hot on the heels of the church. Amen. But when God saved him, whoo! It didn't take him no 5 minutes or 5 hours or 5 days even to figure out he's dealing with God. Amen. That light shone brighter than the noonday sun. Amen. Knocked him off that horse. Amen. My. Amen. He can't see anything. Amen. But he hears a voice. And that voice says, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, he said, who art thou, Lord? Woo! He knowed it wasn't no man he's talking to. He wasn't dealing with no flesh and blood. Amen. I am Jesus. Amen. He said, whom thou persecutest. Woo! What would you have me to do, Lord? 10 years did it. Lord, what you want me to do? You go on down to Damascus. Amen. You ain't going down there and hound the church. You're going down to Damascus to wake all straight. And I'm going to take care of the rest. My mom used to sing that song, Paul. Amen. Brother Tony McCullough, every time he sung it, requested it be sung. Amen. Oh, amen. Go down to Damascus to the way that's called straight there. You'll find Ananias. Amen. God went across town, knocked on old Ananias' door, and said, I want you to go over there to the way called straight. Amen. There's a man named Saul of Tarsus over there. Amen. And I want you to go over there and pray for him. He's blind. Woo! Amen. I want to tell you, he was blind, but he'd had a change. Amen. He could suddenly see. Hello? Amen. He could see. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Ananias said, Lord, he persecuted the church. He's killing Christians. God said, don't worry about it. Amen. He's the chosen vessel unto me. Amen. And he prayeth. He's a praying. Woo! Hallelujah. There's something about praying people. Amen. Oh, it said Elias was a man of like passion, such as you and I. Amen. And he prayed that the heavens give no rain, earnestly that the heavens give no rain. And for the space of 3 years and 6 months, the heavens gave no rain. And he prayed earnestly that the heavens give rain. And the heavens gave rain in abundance. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, what you talking about, Brother Joe? Amen. Being free indeed. The only people that are free are the ones that the Lord has set free. They ain't nobody else free. You can't be free by religion. You can't be free by attending church ever so often. Come on. These folks, they get a little, amen, they try to soothe their conscience. Come on. Hey, but it's going to take more than that. It's going to take, amen, laying in that altar, amen, until heaven comes by. How hard is it for the Lord to set somebody free? It ain't hard for the Lord to set somebody free. Amen. What's the problem is folks turning loose of the chains and turning loose of sin. Hello? Come on. Amen. That old man that lived in the tomb, somebody said, well, that was Legion. No, the Legion was the demons that was in him. The Bible don't even tell us his name. That's not important. What's important to know that he had a legion of devils in him. And a legion is a great large number that varied. Amen. A legion, I think in the Roman times, it could have been as many as several hundred or several thousand. Amen. My, that's a lot of devils, ain't it? That's a lot of chains. Amen. How bad was he, Brother Joe? Amen. He lived in the tombs. Amen. Cut himself, howled in the night. Amen. Everybody there scared to death of him. Amen. Didn't know what to do with him. They'd lock him up and he'd break the chains off and wander back down to the cemetery. Here comes Jesus. Put his foot down on the shore of the Gadarenes. Amen. He'd come across that sea of the Gadarenes, put his foot down, and them devils in that man sees him come ashore. What they do? They drove that man down to the feet of Jesus and said, why have you come to torment us before, amen, come on, before our time? I don't know when they thought their time was. Amen. Oh, amen, come on. Don't cast us out into the deep. Amen. Let us go in that herd of swine. Listen, amen, them devils had more faith than a lot of professing Christians. They knew their game was up. They knew it was over. Jesus hadn't come over there to look at them and leave. He'd come over there to do some business. Hello? Woo! I said he'd come over there to take care of the problem. Amen. Oh, he said, let us go in that herd of swine. How hard was it? Go. That's all he said. One word. Go. Amen. I want to tell you, when he speaks, the devil has to listen. He has to obey. Amen. Brother David Talbert said many years ago that God can make the devil line up and do right. Not get right, but do right. Amen. Oh, I've heard people testify, make the devil stronger than God. Hello? Oh, no. If I believe that, I'd go home tonight. I'd have been fishing today. Amen. Or something else. Amen. I don't believe that. Amen. I can tell you that one word from the, amen, the Lord, and the devil has to pack his bags and leave. Amen. Come on. Woo! Here come them people out of that city. Amen. Come up. What you preaching on, Brother Joe? Free indeed. I couldn't have found a better fellow to preach on than this man that's bound with demons after demons after demons. Amen. Here comes the people of that city out, and there sits that demon-possessed man used to be. He's clothed. He's got his clothes on, by the way. He ran, lived naked in the tombs. Him folks running around naked shows you they got problems. Hello? Amen. They need to get right. They get right with God. They'll put on some clothes. Amen. Hello? Amen. They found him clothed and in his right mind, and he's sitting at the feet of Jesus. Woo! I forgot what the title of Brother David's message was. The first message Brother David preached after he had his stroke, he came here to Whitfield. Amen. And he took a text out of that about this man in the Gadarenes. And this man, after that, he's been set free. He wants to go with Jesus. And Jesus says, Amen. You stay here. You got a ministry right where you are. Now, maybe that was what Brother David's message was, the ministry where you at. Amen. Well, what about it, Brother Joe? We find that Jesus made another trip back to the Gadarenes. What about it? Amen. When they seen that demon-possessed man used to be, said it to Peter, Jesus, they got so scared they thought the big devil had arrived, and they hid off back to town, scared to death. Well, when Jesus come back the second time, amen, they poured out to the seashore. Sounds like somebody had been telling their testimony, amen, and they'd been a lot of conversion. Amen. Now we're going to go see the man, amen, that liberated this man that was so possessed. Woo! Listen! Hebrews 13 and 8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. He's the same right now. Amen. Oh, he's not a used to be God. He's a now God. Right now. Amen. My God. Amen. He'll still set the captive free. Amen. He'll still break the chains. He'll still make men and women free. And I mean, when they free, they ain't running around professing something that they don't have. But they are free indeed. You know, it's got to be a terrible thing to run around saying you're free when you know you're bound. Amen. While they speak great swelling words, the Word of God said concerning the hypocritical that are going around professing to be free. Amen. While they speak great swelling words, they themselves are the servants of sin. They still bound. What did Jesus say? The servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever. Amen. And what did he say about the servant? He that committed sin is the servant of sin. Amen. That means that they are bound, amen, by sin. Well, I know somebody that specializes in loosing, folks. I read the scriptures just the other day. Amen. That whatsoever, listen, one of the great, I think it was Wednesday night, we were preaching on the gifts to the believers. And one of those gifts was, whatsoever that you loose in earth shall be loosed in heaven. And whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Come on. I know there ain't much loosing and binding going on no more. Maybe somebody hadn't believed the Word of God. Listen, amen. If we believe, if you believe, amen, not say you believe, it's one. I heard a fellow say, when I believe, I said, well, if you believe, God's fixing to do something. Absolutely. Amen. God is not a liar. If I believe and you believe God, amen, and we actually hold on to that faith and keep it pure, God's fixing to do something. You hear me? It cannot happen any other way. Amen. God cannot lie. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. God is always right. Woo. Amen. So most of the time we need to pray that prayer. Amen. That Jesus said, pray for that man. He said, do you believe? He said, Lord, I believe it. Would you help my unbelief? Would you help me, Lord, where I'm struggling at? Amen. I need to get over that hump, Lord. I need to get over that obstacle that's holding me back. Because I need what's on the other side. Amen. I need to have the pure vanilla. Woo! Glory! I need to have the reality of that freedom. Amen. The time the church, amen, got back to the pure vanilla, the pure truth of God. Amen. The pure vanilla, the pure chocolate, whatever it is, the pure sugar, the pure whatever, the pure right thing of God. Amen. So we walk in the power of God, live in the power of God, and in the liberty. Amen. I believe the Apostle Paul said we stand in this glorious liberty of the sons of God. That means that he used the word son simply meaning the offspring of God. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, I know now we live in an age that's got a lot of confusion. Amen. We live in the manifest sons doctrine business. That's the biggest lie ever been hatched out of hell. Amen. Come on. We're the born again believers. Amen. But we're not little gods. Come on. When people get to that place, they get to elevating themselves, and if they keep doing that, they're going to arrive where Lucifer arrived at after a while, and God's going to say, out with you. Hello? Hello? Come on. Amen. That man that wants to elevate, or woman wants to elevate themselves up to try to say they equal with God in some measure. Amen. Have missed the boat a long ways, my friend. No, I tell you what I am. I'm just a pilgrim and a stranger. Yes, I'm His friend. Amen. But I can only be His friend because He died on the cross. He made the way. Jesus said it like this. You have not chosen me, but I've chosen you. If He had not chosen us, amen, there wouldn't be no door. There wouldn't be no gate. There would be no access. Amen. Had it not been for a man, my God, had it not been for a place called Calvary, had it not been for an old rugged cross, had it not been for the man named Jesus that hung on that cross, where would we be? It's because of Him. That Lamb is worthy. Amen. We find that in the book of Revelation. That they sought for someone that was able to break the seals. And suddenly the Word of God says, amen, that the line of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. And He has taken that, amen, that book out of the hands of the Father. And He has broke the seals on that book. What are you talking about, Brother Joe? That's fixing to, a lot of what those seals are fixing to start saying. I know we got these quacks running around saying that we're living in the trumpet judgments. Amen. They selling books by the millions. Amen. Getting rich like a bunch of fat cats. Amen. And somebody just needs to read that old blackback book called the Bible. Amen. And they figure out, amen, that we ain't living in the trumpet judgments. Amen. And when they do arrive, it won't be hard to figure out that you're there. Come on. We, amen, should know the truth. If we'll know Jesus, we'll know, amen, the truth. Amen. If you listen, well, Brother Joe, I can't understand part of the Bible. Amen. You just pray over it. Amen. And in prayer, when you digest it, it'll just unfold into a 3D picture. Amen. God will make you to understand what that book says. I'm following the Lord's mule. Amen. What's that, Brother Joe? That the Holy Ghost lead the way. He knows everything about everything. Amen. There's nothing hid from Him. There's nothing that can be covered up. Come on. He reveals it all. Woo! Hallelujah! Glory! Hallelujah! My! Amen. And Jesus has come. Arise, shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord hath arisen upon thee. Kings shall listen. Amen. The kings will come to the brightness of your rising. Amen. While darkness shall cover the land and gross darkness the people. Amen. Believe you me, that's the condition we're living in tonight. Amen. What does He want, Brother Joe? He wants that church to shine. Amen. Not be deluged and smoky and filled with all manner of things because of sin, amen, and wrong desires. He wants that church to be a flame. Amen. The oil from heaven. Amen. Coming down that golden tubes. Amen. Into that golden, amen, vessel. Amen. And out of them golden candlesticks is a burning up here light. Amen. And the radiance of an almighty God. Woo! He describes that church. Who is this that looketh forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners? That's His church. Amen. He wants to purify her. Amen. Glory to God until she shines, till He has consumed every flesh thing, and everything that was piled up that wick on that candle. Amen. So that nothing but the oil is burning, my friend. Woo! Hallelujah.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you. Is our prayer.